I'm just a touch older than Blood Brothers, which was first presented as a school play for the Merseyside Young People's Theatre in 1982. So it worries me that it's been declared, well, frankly, a bit past it. But now, 30 years since that first school production, and 24 years since Bill Kenwright revived the show after its initial West End flop, Blood Brothers will finally end their story this Saturday at the Phoenix Theatre. For the final 2 weeks, they've asked some of the cast most associated with the show to come back to reprise their lead roles. Lynn Paul, she of Eurovision and Coca-Cola jingle fame, she really would like to teach the world to sing, is back as Mrs. Johnson. Given that she played this role for nearly a decade, it is perhaps a shame that she brought with her an accent played somewhere between Manchester and London. Mel C is the only Scouser that's played a part in the West End, something that is quite unfortunate. Willie Russell always wanted a strong singer for the role. It opened in 1988 with Kiki D, and there's no denying that Paul can really belt it out, but she isn't going to trouble any acting awards panels this year. However, the other returnees really brought something special to the show, a show that they clearly really love. Warwick Evans as the narrator was perfectly creepy, and his scariness was not just from the fact that he looks remarkably like Top Gear's James May. He played the role and sang his part perfectly, just what you'd want from the final shows. But the real star is Sean Jones as Mickey. From cheeky 7-year-old through to the tragic and depressed 24-year-old at the end, he effortlessly changed gears as the show got darker and darker throughout the second act. I've long been a fan of the show, but boy was it showing its age on Thursday night. From the incidental music, which wouldn't have been out of place on an episode of London's Burning in the 1990s, those saxophones, to the painted jack drops and clunky scenery, this is not a modern West End show. In fact, this is closer to what a school play would look like in 2012, which is pretty apt given its roots. Go to see the wonderful Matilda, Wicked or Billy Elliot, and you'll see how far theatre production has moved on in 3 decades. And yet, despite all this, there's a reason this show has held on for so long. A compelling story and great songs. I resisted the urge to sing along. I couldn't quite resist the urge to mouth along. But this is a simple story about fate. Do we have free will, or is the story already laid out for us? Blood Brothers' coup is to start with the end and then still surprise you when it finally happens. And this is true of the show itself. We all knew that its time would have to come, and yet somehow you want to change the ending. Tell me it's not true.